You're listening to an excerpt from Future You, the podcast from Graduate Careers Experts Prospects. If you like what you hear, you can listen to the full episode and many more on the website prospects.ac.uk/podcasts or by searching for Future You in your favourite podcast app. Thanks for listening and I hope you enjoy the show. I'm joined now by Michelle Clements, Senior Talent Acquisition Specialist at Ryanair, and also Grace Crawford, Flight Operations Bases Manager, also at Ryanair. Welcome to Future You.
Hi, Dan. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us.
If I could just start with you then, Michelle, could you just quickly give us an overview of the graduate schemes that are available there at Ryanair and what sort of areas they cover?
Yeah, of course. So our head office graduate program is a two-year program. It kickstarts every September. We host programs across each area of the business. So that includes finance, commercial, legal, sales and marketing, digital experience, operations, and in-flight. We also have a separate IT graduate program, which is a 12-month program specializing in one of the following areas. So we have software development, quality assurance, BI and data analytics, infrastructure and support, and project management.
Okay, and when you're going through the recruitment process for these for graduate schemes, what are the general traits that you look for in graduates? I know obviously there'll be specific ones for the different graduate schemes, but are there general skills and traits that you look for in graduates?
Yeah, so apart from having obviously the relevant degree, we do look for those that have taken on internships or any work experience during the summer outside of their degree. I suppose the people that work best here are those that are ambitious and driven. So we find that people that have sought experience in their own time are definitely ones that work out here best.
And could you just give us a quick overview of the application process itself? What stages are involved?
Yeah, so we try not make it too lengthy. So our applications will open in about October. They'll close the end of January. They will go through screening on the talent team, including screening calls. Those that we deem suitable will go forward to the hiring managers in their relevant departments, where we will have 1 to 2 face-to-face interviews, typically a general kind of HR style interview for the first round and the final round being a presentation on a task that we'll give them.
And just thinking sort of generally about graduate schemes and students who are considering applying to them, what for you differentiates a graduate scheme from just a regular graduate job? What makes going on to a graduate scheme a different experience?
So for our graduate scheme in particular, we do our best to make sure we're giving them the best foundation in the area that they have applied for. So the way it works would be it's a two-year program. A graduate will come into their chosen area. So, for example, if it was digital, digital experience, they would do 4 rotations of 6 months in each of the 4 pillars that we have outlined within digital. So they would do a rotation firstly in digital marketing, then they would move on to product, then design, and then lastly, digital insights. Example for another commercial graduate would be they would do a first rotation in commercial finance, then scheduling, then yield, and then route development. So our graduates get a real good foundation of the department that they've gone into in absolutely all areas.
Yeah, so it's very much structured training and progression during the period of the graduate scheme.
Exactly. I know in other programs they could go into a department and stay on that team the whole 2 years. We just thought it'd be more beneficial for them because the areas are so broad here. And when they come in the door day one, they don't know exactly which area they would do best in or which they would enjoy the most. So we think rotating them around the areas is the best way to do it.
And turning to yourself, Grace, could you just give us a bit of background about what you studied and where? And also, when you were at university, what career plans you had at that stage, just so we can, see how you progressed onto the graduate scheme.
Yeah, absolutely. So I studied business studies in DCU. And I suppose kind of the reason for studying that was that when I left school, I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I enjoyed the business. I studied economics in school and business. So I really thought that they would be the areas that I would that I'd like to study. So I studied those, and then at that stage, kind of in college, I didn't really know, to be honest, what kind of area of work specifically that I would go into. So it was only kind of during my internship that I realized kind of, let's say, the industry, the aviation industry, is kind of the area that I enjoyed. So I did my internship in another airline. So kind of that helped me decide what industry I would like to go into for my future career.
Okay, that's interesting. So what drew you to that to the aviation industry and that internship in the first place?
So when we were in college in third year, we had the opportunity to do an internship for the year, and loads of different internships came up, and we just had to apply for different ones. And the aviation one just kind of interests me in terms of the fact that the industry itself is so fast moving, and that, like, the whole industry, I found, was just evolving as well and always expanding. And it's just something that I always had an interest in, because across an airline, as Michelle was saying, there's so many different departments in that airline. So if you have an interest in the industry, there are so many opportunities within different departments that you can go into. So it really did interest me, and I loved actually the internship as well.
So once that internship came to an end, were you looking around at different graduate schemes at different airlines, and what made you apply to the Ryanair scheme?
Yeah, so at the end of my internship, I returned to college for one more year. And in my final year, I was looking around, obviously, for jobs. And my plan was always to get back into another airline. But in Ireland, like, obviously, we don't have many airlines available. So I really did want to get into an airline. So I was keeping an eye out for Ryanair to hopefully advertise. And at the time, when they did advertise, it was actually the first time they had done the graduate program. So I was really lucky that it was my year and that it was available to. So I applied first, and thank God I got it. I really enjoyed it.
So Michelle earlier gave us a quick overview of the application process. Grace, how did you find the application itself and the various stages of it?
Yeah, the application, it was quite a quick process, to be honest, in terms of doing the... So obviously they did the screening of the CVs. I got a call, and they kind of just ran through a few questions with me about it. Then I got a call back about 2 weeks later asking me if I was interested in a face-to-face interview. So I came in and I had an interview with the head of retail and the director of in-flight. Then after that, a couple of weeks later, I got a call then to do a presentation to them, which I did. And then I got the call offering me the job at the end of it. So I can't say that the process was too complicated by any means. It was kind of very straightforward and all of that. They made it easy for me, let's say.
Yeah, so relatively straightforward then. But did you feel like it was a really competitive sort of process, or were you made to feel quite comfortable throughout?
They definitely made me feel comfortable. I was aware, obviously, that there was other candidates interviewing in the pipeline as well. And there was a lot of demand for it, I have to say. I had heard of other people, let's say, in my college degree that were applying for it as well. So I knew that it was quite competitive. But in terms of the interviews and the presentation, the two interviews definitely made me feel really comfortable during both.
And Michelle, What kind of environment do you try and create for new graduates? Obviously, when you have a graduate scheme, you have a few graduates, presumably all starting at the same time. Once they start on the scheme, do you try and make it an enjoyable social environment, or is it very much high pressure, business environment? What's it like being on those for the first few months of your graduate scheme?
Yeah, so I mean, look, we definitely work in a demanding, high-pressured, fast-paced environment. We don't want to sugarcoat that at all, because the people that stay on here permanently will be working in this environment anyway. And, you know, you either love it or hate it, and we all certainly love it. So we definitely want to make sure that the people that we bring on board enjoy that environment. On the other side of that, we do have everyone start on the same day. We do a full day of onboarding. This September, we'll have 24 graduates starting together. I know they're in RD Skype groups where a lot of people are relocating and they're sorting out accommodation together already, which is great. You know, we have graduates from all over Europe join the program. I know the graduate program from last year all went on trip to Barcelona a few weeks ago, so I know they're all still very good friends, and they're definitely a tight-knit group. But look, apart from that, like it's a lot of hard work. You know, definitely it's rewarding, and you know, you'll get out of it what you put in.
And Grace, from your point of view, how have you found that the day-to-day experience? Are you given lots of responsibility early on? Do you build up good relationships with the other graduates on the program? What's the day-to-day experience? What was the day-to-day experience like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I got the opportunity to work alongside the director of InFlight for my first rotation. So obviously I worked really hard during that time, but let's say in the evening time and all of that, I have a great relationship with the other graduates that started at the same time as me. So we're a good group of friends and we've done trips away, we've done nights out, all of that. After work, we would meet up and all of that. Like, we definitely, there's a great social scene here, but I suppose Monday to Friday, hard work, we do get on with it. We get our work done, and then let's say in the evening, the weekends, our spare time, we have a great social scene, I would say, amongst us all.
Is it different to you expected, or is it pretty much as you thought it would be? Has it you know, were your expectations of the scheme quite accurate going into it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I came into the scheme not knowing, because obviously it was the first year, and not knowing what it was going to be like. And when I got in and I got to try all the different departments, it actually exceeded my expectations, let's say, in terms of the experience that I got. I never thought that I would get opportunities to work alongside people, for example, directors and heads of departments and all of that. It gave me really good exposure, and I got like my hands into the really interesting things, and I got to see things, let's say, that I thought I would never get the opportunity to do. Really hands-on experience. It definitely exceeded my expectations. I didn't expect, sometimes kind of the fear is when you go into, let's say, an internship or a graduate program, that you will be that person that, let's say, does the photocopying and the admin and all of that. And that was kind of my fear about kind of any of these programs, that you would kind of just be shoved in the corner and given kind of the admin-y stuff. And obviously nobody really wants that job coming straight out of college. So to get in and be given the responsibility that I was given in the space of a few weeks, obviously I was trained up on all the different things that I needed, but I was given responsibility as if I was an employee in there with a sole task, and I wasn't treated any differently, let's say, the fact that I was a graduate.
So was your scheme a two-year scheme, is that correct?
Yeah, it was. So it was 2 years, starting in September, and I had four different rotations, so every 6 months.
And so over the course of that scheme, did the experience of it change your longer-term career ambitions, or did it confirm what you already thought? How did it affect the way you think about your own career?
Yeah, absolutely. It changed everything, I suppose. Obviously, by going into the different areas, you find out what you like, what's enjoyable, and what you're actually good at as well, your niche kind of, I guess. So I'm now a flight ops base manager. After the program, I applied for a job, obviously, in the company once the program ended, and became a flight ops base manager. And obviously, I never, ever thought that I would work in something like that. But it was only when I started in the graduate program and meeting people and, you know, out and about when I was traveling with work, kind of the experience that I got and the parts that I enjoyed of kind of speaking to people and all of that, that I got into the job that I'm in now. And I never thought before I came on the program that that's what I'd end up doing. But in the end, that's just the part that I enjoyed, I guess.
And so, Michelle, what's your general aim with the graduates on the scheme? Is it sort of a weeding out process for the ones that you then want to stay at the company longer term? Or is your aim to develop these graduates and then just see what happens next? What's the overall goal in terms of what happens after graduates finish their schemes?
Yeah, so it's definitely a very certain type of person that gets on well here. And in the talent team, we're well aware of what we're looking for. So as if we were looking for someone for a permanent role, that's how we interview for the graduate program. We would never take anyone onto the program that we didn't think would work out here long term. I would say of all the 24 candidates starting in September, that, you know, we would hope that they would work out in a permanent role afterwards, definitely. The graduate program is a great way for us to train people in over the 2 years and really see where they would do best in and then have them work in those areas.
Okay, so yeah, because there can be a perception sometimes among graduates that these schemes are sort of 2 year job interviews, and but you're saying it's very much you take the application process for the graduate scheme is where you make a decision about whether you think they're a good fit for the company.
Absolutely. We would get hundreds of applications for every single program, and we're very strict on how we slim that down, and the people that we choose are definitely the people that we think would work out here long term. And just to kind of echo what Grace was saying, you know, our graduates aren't coming in to do admin work or to assist anyone in their positions. They're very much a part of the team from day one. You know, they're on the front line. They're working with all of our major stakeholders, as we have a really flat structure here. So Grace is working with one of the directors from day one. We need people to be switched on and ready to work from day one. So we're looking for kind of highly ambitious, hardworking graduates to come in and, yeah, hopefully stay with us for the long run, like Grace has done.
And Grace, could you just finally, do you have any advice for students, current students or recent graduates who are looking at graduate schemes in terms of whether it's in the application process or whether it's how to go about, you know, on a day-to-day basis on a graduate scheme, how to impress?
The main thing, I suppose, is that you kind of, when you come into Ryanair, that you're open to different things, open to different opportunities and that, and that you kind of get into the nitty gritty, and it really will benefit you, and get involved in things in Ryanair. Like, as I said, there's so many people working for the company now. You meet so many people. It's great to get involved in different things, and you know, just really get into the detail and throw yourself into it from day one, and you really will get the great experience that you deserve after studying for 3-4 years in college. You know, you want to, I suppose, be rewarded for it as well. And it's just, I can't express enough like how good the experience is here and how much you learn. Like in my 2 years in the graduate program, I never thought that I would learn so much about the company, in terms of you get such a rounded understanding of the company and the operation and how everything works, because like at the end of the day, you've visited four different sections of a department, so you see how that whole department works and the company and everything. It's just, it really is brilliant. So my suggestion kind of to other graduates coming in is just throw yourself into it, work hard, and you will be rewarded. Like, it is a really good graduate program, I have to say.
So highly recommended, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Michelle, any advice finally for students who are applying for graduate schemes? How can they really impress potential employers such as Ryanair?
Well, definitely, as I mentioned earlier, making sure that they have internships or any kind of work experience on the side alongside college. You know, we're looking for people that go above and beyond to get the experience that they want. You know, people are under pressure in college with part-time jobs and getting their exams done. But, you know, we're looking for those really, really ambitious people, the select few that will, you know, spend their midterms or their summer holidays working in other internships just to gain that experience. It just really kind of shows us that ambition and drive. So definitely we're looking for those kind of people coming into our programme.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Michelle and Grace. That's been excellent.